All right, welcome to the Career Report. Hey, we streaming over on Facebook now. Oh, wait, no, we're not. We're actually having problems streaming to Facebook, so I need to fix that. So, hey, we are on LinkedIn and YouTube. Welcome to the Career Report. I'm Tim Madden. Hey, every single day, and it's been nice how this podcast has actually evolved over the years, but that's a whole nother podcast. But, hey, happy to be doing these every day now. Every day I break down what's happening in the job market, who's hiring, who's laying off, because things are moving so freaking quickly right now that I want to make sure you're updated. So whether you're in a job search, hey, you're leading a team, or you're just trying to stay ahead of the market shifts, this is your go-to source for real-time insights and straight talks about your career. So let's dive in. Okay, a couple things. Number one, we are holding a free training. We're trying to do more of these free trainings, you know, a couple times a month. The next one we're doing is actually November 4th at 1 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to drop the link in the chat. If you're listening on Spotify, right, for a recording, the web link is actually career.execupgrades.com/workshop. So one more time, career.execupgrades.com/workshop. We're going to be talking about interviewing. There is so many things that go into interviewing. It is ridiculous, right? There is so many things going into interviewing that it's ridiculous. But on this session, we give you just the mistakes I see most professionals make, right? We give you three, so I know it'll help you. So, hey, if you've never joined one of our free trainings before or you need some help and some interview tips, hey, I'd highly recommend doing that. The sessions typically last around 45 minutes and, hey, it's absolutely free. Moving forward, congrats, ECU. I think I brought it up yesterday, but man, these days are moving so quickly. We had 12 offers come in for the Exec Upgrades community. ECU, if you're watching, craziness. We've had 6, I believe, offers come in inside the past 24 hours. So give it up for the Exec Upgrades community. Hey, great job. Great job. Remember, hey, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Let's get into today's topics. Man, I was thinking about, you know, I did a poll recently and I was like, where do people need the most help in their career? And I polled several hundred directors, VPs, and executives. And people were saying clarity. People were saying my resume, getting on interviews and everything. Do you know what none of them said though? None of them said the number one thing that holds everyone back. Right here, ladies and gentlemen, your mindset. So today I want to talk about, you don't have a job problem, right? A job search problem. You probably have a belief problem. And when I say belief, here's what I mean. I'm referring to underlying mindsets that you may have that unintentionally, subconsciously, you're not even aware of, hinder your performance, especially for people like you. So, you know, these include believing that if I'm qualified, the job should find me. All I need is a resume tweak. Believing that if I get rejection, I lack self-worth or something, or really believing that success is waiting for me rather than something I actually have to drive. I want to give you two stats. One's from ZipRecruiter. This is crazy. Only 40% of job, this is according to ZipRecruiter, their job seeker confidence index, right? 40% of job seekers reported being completely confident in their skills and experience for roles this quarter. 55% of people are not even confident in their skills and experiences. That is freaking crazy. From another mindset angle, and let me know if you're tuning in live, let me know in the comments, 79% of directors, VPs, and executives reported high levels of anxiety during their search. 20% reported extreme levels of anxiety, according to Recruiterix.com. Man, almost 80% of job seekers reported some increased level of anxiety and 20% extreme levels of anxiety. So I want to help you out today, as always. You know, I talk about this in the leadership development program that we have here at Executive Career Upgrades. I talk about that at the Mastering First 100 Days program. I should add it to the career program. But what I learned from my mentor, Brandon Dawson, we talk about the three C's. So let me break them down for you, okay? The three C's: courage, confidence, and commitment. People have, you know, they don't know what these words mean. So I'm going to break them down for you. Courage is being fearful and doing it anyway. You know what's so funny was like, Tim, I just don't have the courage you have. How do you think I built this, man? You think it just God just came down and randomly blessed me one day and said, hey, make Tim Madden courageous? Absolutely not. Courage comes from knowing something is fearful, right? And saying, you know what? I'm going to look it in the face and I'm going to do it anyway. Okay. That's the first step you have to take. If you're fearful, you got to go right at fear. Number two, but I don't have the confidence. Do you know where confidence comes from? Let's go back to step one. I'm scared. Something's fearful, right? Oh my God, the job search. How am I going to prepare for this interview? No one's calling me. All of these things. You have to look it in the face and take one step to it. Number two, how is confidence built? It's by continually doing that every single freaking day. So if you're in a fearful state every damn day, okay, sorry, I don't know if I can say damn on LinkedIn, right? But if you're in a job search every day and you're feeling fearful and you're doing it anyway, congratulations, ladies and gentlemen, you are courageous. And guess what? You're building confidence. That's how you build confidence. Okay. The third C is commitment. Man, how can you just stay with that? Can you go 30 days in a row of getting no results, consistent fear, consistent rejection? Because if you can, that's when you get the job and money that you deserve, ladies and gentlemen. That's how life works. It's going to be uneasy at first. It's going to be uneasy over time. It's going to get better, but you have to have these three C's if you're in a job search: courage, confidence, and commitment. Now, you also need to shift these behaviors. Here's what I mean. You need to shift these belief frameworks that you have in your head. Most people say, and they lead it into like their identity. So let me give you an example. Belief to identity. You need to start saying every single freaking day that I am the type of leader companies don't want to miss out on. Can you say that to yourself? Hey, I'm the type of leader that companies don't want to miss out on. Okay. I'm sending resumes. Think, you know how many people say this? Stop saying that. Stop saying you've sent 400 resumes or 300 resumes. It sounds depressing, right? How about this? I'm not sending resumes. I'm orchestrating decision maker meetings. Sometimes when you just change the freaking words, it makes all the difference. Execution. I don't know about this interview. I don't know what's going to happen. Oh my God. Oh my God. Hey, I control the tempo. I generate conversations. I do these things. The number one thing holding people back is their beliefs. Christina talks about this all the time. She talks about the T, the thoughts, emotions, and actions. Most people say, man, I'm too old. That's their thought, their emotion. You don't feel good about it. You think you're old. You think that's holding you back. So what action are you going to take? None or half ASS, right? Because what's the point anyway? You are your own worst enemy, man. I'm telling you, a job search is a freaking battle of the mind. It's a battle of the mind. Part number two for today. And how do you follow up without sounding desperate? ECU community, if you're tuning in, people say this all the time. I don't want to bother them. I want to make sure I'm not following up too much. So, hey, I pulled some stats directly for you and the Career Report community. So here's a fact. 80% of all of the job offers who at least follow up once after the interview, 80% of job offers go to candidates who follow up at least one time. That's crazy. Now, I know everyone's following up. You're like, hey, but I just want to say that there are some individuals that don't even follow up, that don't even send a thank you note. And I'm going to give you that framework here. Here's the problem, though. Most people don't follow up. I know that because I work with, you know, we hire directors, VPs, and executives all the time, right? In the different companies we manage, et cetera. Most, you know, some people follow up, a lot don't. And most that do, do it in a way where they sound desperate. So I want to help you out today. Number one, I'm going to provide you with a couple stats. And number two, we're going to talk about it. According to Glassdoor, are you ready? Only 57% of candidates sent a follow-up after an interview. Only 57%. Career Builder said 22% of hiring managers would absolutely dismiss a candidate who didn't even send like a thank you note or something because they would see that as lack of interest. LinkedIn data shows being top of mind 48 hours after an interview increases your chance of getting a call back.
Oh, shit.
Are you ready? 200 to 300%. That's why I tell people every single day to create LinkedIn content. Every single day, every single day, every single day. You just had an interview, create LinkedIn content, okay? Especially because they're going to see that pop up in the feed, right? You have to stay top of mind. Hiring psychology, right? Humans remember reinforcement, right? A concise, value-driven post-conversation message helps you tremendously. So if you're not following up, so like follow-up isn't annoying. That's what people say. I don't want to bother them. I don't want to bother them. I keep bothering them. It's funny. They have the problems. You need to bother them about their problems. They need their problem solved. Okay. A lot of people think that these problems are just going to magically go away. Turnover is going to handle itself. Sales management and rev op teams are just going to figure it out. Come on. You are corporate leaders. So following up isn't annoying. It's smart. Okay. So here's what to do instead. I don't even like the term follow up. The reason I use that is because so many people are used to that. Okay. But when I say follow up, I mean, hey, you just had an event, recruiter, decision maker, whoever you spoke to, you send them an email, okay? And you send them a LinkedIn connection request with the note if you're not connected already. Sending the same message is totally fine. Here's my message after the interview. It's going to say, hey, appreciated the time for us to connect today. Not, thank you so much for your time. I know you're so busy and you're so bad. Man, your time's busy too. Or your time's valuable too. So don't be thanking people for letting them meet with you guys. Status level, right? Hey, appreciated the time to connect today to learn more about what you're looking for and some of the struggles. Now I want to list one thing they talked about. As you mentioned, you have this challenge, which is impacting this. As a reminder, ding, 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 I've solved it before. Look forward to the next loop on dot, dot, dot. That's your follow-up messages. You only, in your follow-up messages, talk about what they said they're looking for, why they said they're looking for it, how your background directly correlates, and number two, the challenges that they're dealing with, okay, and how you solve similar challenges. If you do that, you will increase your chance significantly. Last one for the day. An uncertain job market and what you, let me repeat that, what you, Y-O-U, have to do about it. You know, you have to know the state of the market right now is unstable. They got social media. They got all this stuff going on. So hiring is cautious. We talked about this a couple of days ago and provided some statistics, right? When hiring is cautious, being the right fit, and by fit, you need to figure out what they're looking for. You need their challenges. You need to present yourself. You need to do all these things is more critical than ever. Back in the day, you could stumble in the jobs, right? You can't do that right now, ladies and gentlemen. People are freaking sharp. They know what they're targeting. Their profiles are branded. They're showing up like a professional. They know all the steps of the interview. They know how to handle all this stuff. If you don't, you're going to get beat up in the marketplace. Okay. When you're on these interviews, you have to talk about outcomes you've driven, cost savings initiative, revenue growth, digital transformation. Man, these matter more than ever. I'd also tell you to talk about AI and how it's enhanced your ability to do ABC. Okay. You have to frame yourselves as the solution and follow up in a slower market, right? My earlier message about how to follow up without sounding desperate. Cause here's the reality. I look at the labor and statistics thing like every single day. They are saying that the market is stable. Okay. They are saying that new jobs are being created. I think it was this month, 223,000. And hey, be careful what you see about all the layoffs. We're going to talk about layoffs, but a lot of people say, oh, Amazon laid off 14,000 people. Yeah, but I also read that they're supposed to hire 200,000 people like inside this quarter or next quarter or something like that. So remember, take a statistic for what it is, right? But with that being said right now, right, this is the most critical time, ladies and gentlemen, because the market is generally stable, but here's the problem. The competition has got incredibly more difficult. incredibly more difficult. So if you're in a job search, hey, get serious. Know your target. Be branded effectively. Highlight your accomplishments and achievements. Don't hide it from people online. Be visible online. Make content on LinkedIn. Try to get a hold of people that can hire you. Continually be relentless on this follow-up and provide yourself as the solution and show some confidence and conviction. If not, it's going to be a difficult Q4. Hey, this wraps up today's edition of the Career Report. I'm Tim Madden. As always, thanks for tuning in. Remember, I'm going to remind you this every single day that staying informed is the first step to staying ahead of your career. And if you found today's conversation valuable, share it with someone who needs to hear it. And I will see you back on, today's Friday. I'll see you back on Monday. And do me a favor, if you haven't already, please, please, please go on over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Leave me a 5-star review on the Career Report podcast. It is one of my goals on my little Manila legal pad every single day to be a top 100 career podcast. Appreciate everyone so much. And also go to career.execupgrades.com/workshop to attend some free training with us. Have a great day, everyone.